Blog Talk Radio.
Like that. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back.
I'm in the club, straight hand, fat blunt. Throwing out a freak so I can bust a nut. It's a specificity in touch. I ain't trying to be a man, I just want to crush. I got a man and I don't take a fuss. I would love to have a wife, but I need a prenup. But I'm addicted to fat
like that.
Nice legs, skinny in the waist, pretty in the face. Over there, I catch a case. Put my chick on a formation, told the 3-8. Fuck, get talking that bitch, I know it's gay. Cause girl, don't hate, do what you feel, don't say. Now back the little mama with the A, double S, with the gifts to each stress. Put Tanner and Lurline to the test. We're late to get no rest, nah.
Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back.
Hold up, some fella share the vibe, fella share the rhyme. That
black
pulled up, all died so quick. Say I did money if you like. I ain't
like
that car, I took the 7-6. Took it to the apartment and made a flip. Call a chopper, no complaint. She candy on Big Daddy, she said she like a candy. Almost
like
heavy, so she ready to throw a bite. Put her in her mouth and started a pipe. Time to do this all day and night. If you want a freak, that's ready. They in the A13, all you need is a Chevy.
Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Little mama got her ass so fat. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back. Look how she throw it back.
Y'all know one quick little thing, man. One quick little thing. This is Freaky Friday, right? And this is Freaky Freaking Friday. This is a different little show today. I actually was going to start out the show with some jazz, just throw everybody head off. I'm like, damn, this motherfucker playing jazz. But as I was loading up my music, that song came on. That was my Dead Dollar Records, Learn Line of Tanner, man. You know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. And hold it down real big, 813 style, Trey Folk. Y'all already know all the way to new CEO. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing real big over there. Because all my listeners, 239 is in the building. You know what I'm saying? I see you. It's going down real big. Click on to you in a minute and kick out some info. You know what I'm saying? This is It's Freaky Friday. Who you freaking? Huh? That's what we want. You know what I'm saying? This is Friday the 13th. Special day for some people. Me, I don't give a dizzy darn. It's just another day. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe in the good luck, bad luck. Only thing you get is a blessing or you don't get a blessing. And that's it. It ain't nothing else in between. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how it kicks my gizane, you know. And I got one little commercial to get into before I go ahead and see who on the lizine. And then we're going to get into some of this here favorite stuff I like to listen to. Oh, yeah. Who am I?
Smell so.
Just in case y'all ain't know, just in case y'all didn't know.
Are you tired of having your block party shut down? Well, those days are over. Sundays at Club Underground, big patio-style block party starting at 6 p.m. Then at 8, the club doors open for dollar drinks and two-for-one baller bottles. Club Underground, also known as The Martini House. Located 802 East Whiting Street, downtown Tampa. Big outside block party and barbecue. Get ready for the big players' ball coming March 8th. Club Underground, also known as The Martini House. 802 East Whiting Street, downtown Tampa. A crazy and Felton Moore event.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, I think y'all. 614, I see you in the building. I think everybody attracted to that name. It's Freaky Friday. And I must be getting some freaks off of here, boy. That's what I'm talking about. You are what you listen to. You know what I'm saying? And I listen to myself. So, hey, I listen to y'all too, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, I play all the music that I play. So, it's going down real big. Make sure to tell a friend, If you want to call in live, holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying, or any other guests I got on the show today. I'm doing this Friggy Friday edition by myself, solo. I had to come home, take a little break. I've been stranded, my car been broke, you know what I'm saying, and dealing with a Lexus. If anybody out there got any, I don't care if it's an 85 Lexus, anybody out there got a foreign car, an import, you know what I'm talking about. Everything is sky high. The fan on it broke. That was almost $100. The belt broke. That was almost $100. Pulley broke. That was $300. I was like, good lord. And we just inherited it, though. You know what I'm saying? We got the car on a good deal. But then it just started tripping. So, you know, man, you got to do what you got to do. Key thing is that is we own it, though. You know, you ain't renting. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be out there still renting cars, leasing cars, and still got to take care of the car. Just totally losing money. So, my lawyer got me here. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't been doing shows all week. But you can always catch my archive shows. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people like to be live. But, you know what I'm saying? I do the shows just for my listeners. I don't really do it to try to be, this is a live show, like this is the day. I want you to be on Sunday to be able to listen to it today and still be able to relate to the show. So, with that being said, I know when you call in, you know what I'm saying, you can either call in or you can go to my website, blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smell So Good, and it'll pull up some more info on me. I'm going to take these two calls. I'm just going to say what's up to y'all, and then I'm going to get into what I originally started the show out with, what I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? We got 239, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening? It's your homeboy Morta from MortaHipHop.com.
Man, you know, we be on some conflicting schedules, boy. Because I be trying to catch your show. You be trying, man, we be on some conflicting schedules. But, you know, we holding it down. This is, let me introduce you to the world. This is the CEO, the official, wait a minute. What's your nationality? What are you?
I'm Mexican, man, but I put it down for everybody, man.
Okay,
you know,
so you're the HMIC in charge, the head Mexican in charge right here. you know what I'm saying? Sucker proof DJs, you know what I'm saying? That's what we are, sucker proof, man. You know what I'm saying? All y'all, the haters, fall to the wayside and get where you're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And that's MotorHipHop.com. I know he's going to give you all the same info, but I represent what he represent. He represent what I represent, and that's real DJing, artist smashing, not breaking.
Exactly.
Tell people what's up, Mo.
Man, first of all, I wanted just to call in and show you love on your show. You've been doing your thing, man. You're holding it down every day, man. I finally got a chance to call in. Man, you know what I'm saying? Everyone listening, man, this is the man right here. He's going to show y'all love. Y'all seen y'all treasures, man. He showed me love since a long time ago, playing my records. So that's why I'm showing him love, you know. And I got a radio show, too, on Sundays that comes in from 5 to 7 on Sundays. We do the same thing. We show love to all the independent artists. We have industry interviews with major heads that are, you know. Like, we just had an interview last week with the homie Skull. He's the A&R for Swag House 2. Before that, we had Troy to the Vent, Slip and Slide DJ's president. That's our cousins right there.
Troy
to the Vent.
Troy to the Vent. Oh, okay. Trying to remember names, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Troy to the Vent. We had Layla Steinberg, which was Tupac's first manager. You know, if y'all know any Tupac history, y'all definitely will see her in that history. I mean, we had so many people. We had Stat Quo like 2 weeks back. You know, we have all the industry people, you know what I'm saying? A lot of A&R people come on board. You know, it's a good show to check out to get exposure. You know, MotaHipHop.com is the network, you know, for everyone trying to, you know, we're trying to bridge the gap between the underground and the majors. So just giving people a platform, and, you know, and I'm digging the show, man.
Yeah. Now, that first song, like I say, normally on my show, all I do is indie artists. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I throw a remix in there, but I probably won't ever just play straight up what's in the industry. I mean, I'll slip a one in there ever so often, maybe T.I.G. It's something that I know everybody's just digging just because I like to make my show universal and compare an indie artist to an actual, you know, so-called signed artist. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They can't play anyway on other stations. Why are we going to play them on these, you know?
Right. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Now, I stepped to a lot of rooms. I ain't going to say a lot of rooms, but I've been in a few rooms and seen people with a commercial format. You know what I'm saying? But Blog Talk Radio, people, y'all got to understand, this is our public access on radio station. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a public access show down here in Tampa. You know, you can catch it on cable. But then it's a freedom of speech television. But this show right here, this is reaching New Zealand. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to New Zealand. Because you feel me? So
worldwide.
So the show down here, it only reaches Tampa or a couple of cable users. That's what I say, because I don't even watch TV. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Your show might be on. I would never watch it, though. I would never see it. You know what I'm saying? I'm always online. I'm always either trying to do a show, remixing, or, you know what I'm saying, trying to do something for an artist. So if you want to catch me, you got to catch me in the cyber world.
Exactly. It's worldwide right here. This is not no small town. This is people in Japan hearing this, people in Africa.
Iraq.
Iraq. Yo, you got soldiers listening to this. I mean, this is real. I got
my unit. I straight up now. I got to send shouts out to the EOD unit up there. You know what I'm saying? Lieutenant Maven. You know what I'm saying? That's my old army buddy. You know what I'm saying? She stayed in there. She a lieutenant making that. I ain't going to say making that bread because army ain't trying to pay you a mother thing. You know what I'm saying? But she in there holding down, man, and she's serving in Iraq right now. You know what I'm saying? My prayers go out to everybody over in Iraq, any soldiers across seas, period. You know what I'm saying? May y'all come back soon and, you know what I'm saying, stop killing yourself, because that's one thing that's going on, man. It ain't even the enemy that's killing our soldiers. It's our soldiers killing themselves. It's the stress level of them being over there in an environment that they honestly ain't even supposed to be in, you know, because that war that's been going on, people, that's a holy war that's been going on for thousands and thousands. This ain't no new shit. This ain't nothing new under the sun. That war that's been popped off, Iran, Iraq, all them holy wars, they've been going on. Do your history books. When y'all remember y'all was just jits, it was telling you about holy wars going on. That's been going. That's holy territory. And people that's over there, yeah, it's a war because y'all in the wrong area. Y'all ain't supposed to be over there. Let them do what they do. Let them fight for their religion. You know what I'm saying? This is a melting pot over here in the U.S., that's why we sharing multiple religions, and we ain't just focus on one. And that's why when you start focusing on one and try to make me, convert me into a Muslim or convert me into a Christian or convert me into whatever, you know what I'm saying, that's why we all bump heads. Don't try to do nothing for me. Let me go ahead and walk up them pearly gates on my own. You know what I'm saying? You do the same, then you get your judgment, and I'm going to get my judgment. And if I see you on the other side, then I see you. If you don't see me, then, hey, you already know what time it is.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, kick a little knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Big girl, Kayla Nation, man, my brother be Kayla Nation. I was on the show last night. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down with him, and he was holding down real big. Let me tell y'all something too, man. I mean, cause I got some more call, like four callers. Good lord, y'all blowing up the line. 757, I see you. 813 is on the line in the building. One thing I happened last night though, I went into Queens of Media. And if anybody out there, I guess the title's supposed to throw me off, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Blog Talk Radio, I don't care. I go into anybody's room, and I sit there and listen to what you got to go on. Halfway to me being in the room, and I'm noticing, I'm like, damn, what the hell? This conversation looking kind of, now I'm on Freaky Friday, but these motherfuckers talking about what the fuck is it? Sodomy and being sodomized. And I hear motherfuckers talking about, I like being sodomized. What the fuck? I had to really check what the hell I'm room. I'm seeing trannies. I said, what the fuck is trannies, trans woman? I said, what the hell is a trans woman? It's a transsexual DJ. What? Oh, hell no. I said, man, listen to you. You must be undercover. Undercover? I said, man, this is Blog Talk Radio. This is just free. I'm looking for music. I came here thinking y'all was going to be playing some songs in between y'all conversation. They talking just straight, you know what I'm saying, about them, about transsexuals getting raped. I was like, oh, man, what? Is y'all serious? Is y'all really serious? So, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful. All I'm saying is, listeners out there, just respect people's views when you go into their room. That's all I'm saying. I didn't go in there with no gay bashing, you know what I'm saying? I don't dig gay people myself. Even though I have gay friends, I don't support that type of lifestyle. But at the same time, that is your lifestyle. I'm not finna try to convert you over to my side. You know what I'm saying? That's more women for me. Right. and that's both ways, you feel me? All y'all dykes trying to suck something up. I'm going to tell you, all that is, all you doing for me is cleaning that thing before I get the product rotted on out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Okay.
It's straight up, man. It's straight up. Keep it real. Hold on. Hey, Motor, man, because some calls might want to talk to you, too. So we're finna have a party line real quick before I get into this music, y'all. 614. Let me see if we get them on the line.
What you know good, baby?
Let me see. 614, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, what it do? What's happening?
Hey, guess who this is, boss?
Oh, shit. Let me get this voice.
Let me tell you, last night you was on my mind. This Wallaby.
Oh!
Hey, guess what? We about to go in. Listen,
no.
my dude E called me last night and told me what we about to do. Listen, we geared to come to Tampa. We geared to go to the beach, and you know all the grains of sand on your beach right there?
Man.
We going to sprinkle that shit over the whole floor, man. Listen, man, I've been sitting here in the car listening to you, listening at the cell, like, damn, I hope I'm really on the line. I've been listening to the Iraq player, the Sodomy jokes and shit. I'm like, damn, I got to hurry up and get on the line. So listen, man, God bless you. God bless the Mexican gentleman on the line for giving us another outlet, man. That's all I want to do because I'm going to keep it 100%. You can ask E. I took them niggas to D.C. with me when I was just selling CDs out the trunk only. And I'm talking about, man, I grind so hard, 50,000 CDs out the trunk, I ain't got no deal because I ain't had no barcodes. So now I switch lanes. So listen, so now I got my little label. I got video done. I had a show with Cannabis. Saturday night I was with Cannabis. Nigga, I went so hard, Cannabis called me at 4:30 a.m., dog. I'm at the crib laying in the bed with my queen. She kissing on my back. And I'm like, Cannabis, you my nigga. I can't drop my queen to tell chicken with. But he called me just to give me love and tell me he can do a, him and Coogi Rap gonna do a song with me. You know what I'm saying, in a minute. But man, I promise on everything I love, I'm gonna email you some songs tonight, bro.
And they're gonna be on the show tomorrow.
I just wanna work with you, man. I wanna work with you more than you can imagine. Cause I don't know if he told you about me, man. I'm so 100, man. I'm just, you know what I mean.
Well, the point I'm at, dog, is I got one main artist, Miss Janu. That's the hottest female rapper in the South, and you always going to hit that out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got they special people, but that's mine. That's who I'm smashing. That's who I'm a break in half, you know what I'm saying, like a Chico stick, and get her to the top. Anybody else who ride with me, though, that's in support of that type of movement, that's who I support. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's all I can deal with is indie artists, because all these other cats, they ain't hungry no more. You know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy ain't hungry no more. T.I. ain't hungry no more. Wayne ain't hungry no more.
Let me tell you how hungry I am, just so we can break it down real quick. I'm so hungry right now that I be having studio sessions almost every other night. I'm on the radio every Sunday on this talk show called Street Soldiers. Now I'm doing motivational speaking for the young minds of America that like the lyrics that we give them. It's called Stay Out the Streets. I go to all the colleges, high schools, churches nationwide and speak to the young. Sometimes if they can't give me a friendly donation, I take a letter of recommendation. That'll help me with my 501(c)(3) to the United Way. Also, I'm arts and entertainment director of a magazine in Atlanta, Georgia called Trendsetters to Trendsetters Magazine. And I took that position because I go to all the award ceremonies. And you can look it up. Right now, you'll see me. I was at the BET Awards.
I see you with your award. Congratulations, homie. But don't got the BET Award. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't even going to lie. That wasn't even mine. That was rough.
Okay. You know, let me hold that, homie.
That's all I did. But listen, low key, I'm going to give you some love in this magazine when I get down there and meet with you. I'll be there in June, and I got a timeshare. I'm bringing like 50 people with me. We're going to be in Jacksonville standing at a timeshare. But I'm going to come to Tampa. I'm going to Miami. I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. That's where my folks is at, man. You know what I'm saying? And if don't nobody know, if y'all listening, this is Wallaby with the Realest Records out of Columbus, Ohio, but I'm worldwide. I was on Middle Child's album with J. Rawls in Germany. You know what I'm saying? My MySpace is Wallaby 614. That's WALLABE 614. I'm Gary Stone, a blog at wallabytherealest.com. So I'm talking about, man, listen, DJP, listen, we going to do so much work, bro. I'm going to send you some shit tonight. You ain't even going to front on me when I get down there. When we get down there with Ian, you get me on the mic. I'm talking about I go so hard, I'm so hungry, but now I'm becoming a businessman, an entrepreneur, and that's what we need to do. We got to stick together and keep on grinding, showing the world what we're about, because it's another world out here, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not all about the economy. It's not all about Georgia. There ain't no motherfucking recession unless you sitting on your couch at the home crying and whining and you ain't got no grind.
And watching the recession. If you're sitting at the house and you watching the recession, then that's why it's a recession, because you ain't out doing what you're supposed to be doing. Grind.
Right.
Hey, man, but let me get you. Hey, so I can send you, when you was on my MySpace, did you leave your email address for me so I can send you everything?
Yeah,
or do you just want me to send it to E?
No, the smelly, that cat don't check no email. He don't check no, man, we trying to get E. Yeah, it's all smelly, look, S-M-E-L-L-Y, smelly
okay.
BTR, that's Blog Talk Radio. I get all my music sent to right here because everything the artist sending me is only for my show. You
okay.
feel me? They go on mixtapes and stuff too. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go other places. But my main focus is for my show. You know what I'm saying? So when you send me the track, that's why I was saying drops. All I want is a drop for my show. So listeners, you know what I'm saying, will know that I'm kicking it real. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't
got
my little
smelly,
cousin.
I got Smelly BTR.
Yeah, Smelly BTR at live, LIVE.com, at live.com.
Man, you're going to get some shit. Now, let me ask you this. How many you want me to send you? Because I can send you 5, 2, 1, 20, 40.
Send me the top 5 of what you pushing. Honestly, I asked for the top 1 track. But since I got this radio station, I can push up to 5 different tracks.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I try not to put, you know what I'm saying, if I run one track today, I ain't going to run that same track tomorrow. Why? When you can run these shows back. These are archive shows. After this show is over, even if you want to keep this as a personal interview, because I do this for artists too, and most of this is, if you haven't been doing this, this might be something you want to do, because artists stepped to me and they was like, well, man, I heard myself on the radio, on your radio station, how can I get that interview? All these shows that we do are archive shows. They live, meaning you can go back onto my show page after this show is over, and it's going to have a download link. You can download this motherfucker yourself and keep it yourself. What I do is I download them, run it back through my sound forge, clean it up a little bit, and then I chop your interview out of there, and I send you your interview. So you can post that on your web page, put it on a mixtape, do whatever you want to do, but that's just a part of your portfolio because you are live on a radio station.
All I can tell you is this is a blessing. This is a blessing right here, man. I'm glad that E linked me up with you because, man, you're going to see me so soon, and then we're going to do so much work together, man. I just hope that every artist in the world don't come at you like me. I'm a special chosen gentleman, man.
I had open heart surgery
when I was 3, and I'm 29 now. So I'll be 30 in December, man, so I'm just blessed to be on the planet, and that I'm just so in love with this music, in love with this movement, in love with people that still keep hip-hop alive, because it's not dead at all. They're just letting some of these devils in this industry kill us. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Hey, Mota, did you get Mota information?
What's his information?
Yeah, exactly, Mota. Man. If you want to send some music or you want to register to the website, we got like a... We got an internet magazine / social network called MotaHipHop.com, M-O-T-A, hiphop.com. And we got a lot of music professionals that go on there, magazine writers, DJs. We got a whole gang of DJs. We got DJ crew. We got A&Rs that be on there. Record executives be looking on there all the time for new talent.
Is that where I send the music to?
Yeah, you can send the music to MotaMP3@hotmail.com.
Mota, M-O-T-A,
now, because, you know, we be spelling stuff all...
Nah, I got it. I got it. MOTAMP3@hotmail.com.
That's right. And, you know, just in, like, 2 tracks, you know, at the most, because, you know, we have a radio show every Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
He got a lot of... Yeah, he now I'm saying with Mota now, that brother there, I mean, he got a lot of stuff he be pushing. I got probably about 1,000 CDs that I'm looking at right now, and all that's just in the artist. That's just people that brought me up CDs. And I ain't the type of cat that just throw your shit to the wayside and tell you, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to it and then throw the CD away. Just understand that every single day somebody come up to me and be like, man, I'm the next one to blow. I'm finna blow. I'm hot. I'm this. I'm that. But that's when I turn around and I ask them, well, what is your highest track that you push? Oh man, I don't know, dog. I'm not finna do that. You feel me? I personally not finna do that because I'm not the one that's gonna go buy your record. I'm the one that you giving your record to try to get people to go and buy it. You feel me? So,
man, they say preparation meets opportunity.
Damn, well there you go.
So it's been a pleasure speaking to you, gentlemen. And,
you know,
man, listen, you're going to be shaking my hand before you know it. And I'm sending both of y'all music today. Ain't no question, ain't no answers, man. We're going to go all the way to the top. God bless y'all spirit, man. I'm going to get off this line and go take care of my business. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much, Wally. That's real. Big up Ohio out there, man. That's real. Wally
B, baby. You know what time it is.
That's real. 757, you in the building. What's up?
Well, you know, I've been holding for so long, I almost
hey,
hung up.
I'm trying to get some VIP to everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I want, you know, it's your turn to get your VIP. Everything.
I
want to
know how I could be VIP.
You VIP right now?
I know that's right. You know who you're talking to?
757.
This is Boom Boom Mayvon in the motherfucking building.
Damn, god damn, girl. Hey, this was almost my wife, yo.
Is it raining outside? It started raining out there.
Yeah.
You probably have a delay in the phone because, you know, all the way from Iraq and shit.
Oh, you in the office.
But
hey,
yeah, I want to.
Yeah, hold on. Let me put her on VIP. Let me put her on VIP because this is what we were talking about, Mota. This
what?
Is Iraq that I was telling you about. You know Iraq and New Zealand. This is my homegirl.
What's
baby,
up, Mota?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm on your website
all the way
right
to
now.
Iraq. What time is in Iraq?
It is 7:28.
In the morning, evening.
P.M.
P.M. So
nighttime.
Seven, 7 hour difference. Damn, it's 12 in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? We balling on the.
I know
a
your listeners like,
system.
Damn, when you gonna play some music, motherfucker?
Hell no, they know what time it is. My show. Anybody know my show? If anybody know my show and run my show back, when we talking about something real. I went a whole hour on a show and I ain't played one song. I tried to, but you know what I'm saying? Me and the listeners, we got into it. So, you know what I'm saying? The convo was just, that's the only reason for the music to really be played. When you ain't got no conversation, that's when I go ahead and skip it to a whole bunch of tracks. So sometimes y'all hear my show and it ain't nothing but music that they ain't have nothing to talk about, you know, too tough. Today, when I get all these listeners and everybody calling in like this here, this is what Blog Talk Radio is for, connection, networking. You know what I'm saying? I can't network. I couldn't hook up Ohio, you know what I'm saying, with my dog Mota, you know what I'm saying, Wallaby with Mota, if you know what I'm saying, I was just playing music the whole time. And you wouldn't have never got on this line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, girl, this your VIP, you riding with me, huh? In MOT, that's Mota over there, the Wallaby. 813 on the phone, too. I don't even know who the hell 813 is, but we're going to find out because it's your VIP turn. Then we're going to go to the fourth caller, then we're going to go to the fifth caller, which is no caller. That means I'm playing some more music. Okay, everybody picked that up. Everybody picked that up slowly, but they picked it up. Maven, what's up, baby? What's going on with you? Tell me, you ducking bombs and bullets up now?
Well, you know, it's called It's Freaky Friday, Who You Freaking? And, you know, on your little thing, your little banner, it says what's been going on all week. I just want all y'all to know that it's been a long week, a very trying week. I was just telling one of my soldiers today how disgusting this place is. I don't want to get into, you know, the whole politics things of being over here, but when you grow up, you know, a certain way, you're used to living that certain way. And we come from the United States of America where there's grass and there's fucking trees and, you know, we have the freedom to run around and hop in our car and go to fucking McDonald's. But out here, you just look around and it's just fucking dirt. And I was telling him today, like, man, I am truly getting disgusted over here. I still have, what, 7-8 months over here? But, you know, I take it one day at a time. I'm blessed, like, your boy Wallaby said, you know, I'm blessed to still be alive and everything, so I never take that for granted. But at the same time, it's just like, man, you know, but I love Fridays. I'm not going to lie because that just let me know I'm closer to another week being over and, you know, closer to getting back home. But let me just say
to
all of you supporters that...
Send shouts out to you, unit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do want to say, though, to any of the listeners out there that do support the troops. You might not necessarily support the war, but you support the troops
the
and
troops.
Sending right. letters and care packages and everything like that. I mean, that's to me is awesome, you know, to take the time out and to write a letter, to fill out a card, just to let somebody know you care. It really does mean a lot to us over here.
What you think
but,
that means that means to me and all my listeners to, for somebody calling all the way from Iraq just to call in and listen to a damn radio show?
That's that real hunger,
man. You know,
that
you
real
know you're my dog.
I mean,
you know you're my dog.
I'm just saying,
you know,
girl,
you
I mean,
right, dog. I got it.
You got to understand that's universal love. Everybody need love, man. That's what LL Cool J said. I need love.
Yeah.
He wasn't rapping that. He was at a low moment in his life where he really felt that he needed, you know what I'm saying, some real connection, not just the groupies that run up to him, just give him some. I mean, real love, a real woman that's going to be there and ain't going to be down for his money, going to be down for him. You know what I'm saying? So my listeners, you know what I'm saying, I show real love. They show real love to me. You know what I'm saying? They call in. I've been on since February 25th, and my goal was to get 200 listeners, you know what I'm saying, by at least my end of the next month. I did that the first 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? That's how the Lord blessed me. I had 200 listeners the first 2 weeks of my show even being on. You know what I'm saying? And like Motor say, I grind every single day. I know it's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, can only do a 1 week show every week. You know what I'm saying? But the Lord put me in here every day. I'm grinding every single day. After this, then I go to work. You know what I'm saying? Then I go handle my business. But
hey,
I got
you still got Wallaby
on
the line?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
I thought my call was over. I was going to hang up the phone. Shit, I'm on the freeway driving. Got you on speaker, bro. I can't even hang up because this is real, bro. I was so virgin-like to the internet. I didn't even want it in my house. And then my dude sat me down and told me about all this, and I'm sitting here listening to this show, man. Short of hearing me in Iraq, don't ever heard of Wallaby. This just goes to show me what you're doing is what I need to be doing, bro. And I'm going to keep you on speaker while I'm driving because this shit is 100% right here, man.
Hey,
yeah, because I already went to check out your MySpace page. I mean, I'm on motorhiphop.com right now as we speak. I can't go to MySpace from a government computer, but you best believe I'm going to check it out later on when I go back to my room. So, yeah.
See how real that is? I'm sure you're going to see who Wallaby is in the 614 Columbus, Ohio, all the way across the pond.
Hey, this is realness to me. This is the only way you can be real. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, 813, is you there? 813 down at the bottom, third caller, is you there? Hello.
Hello. Smell good.
What's happening over there?
It's Hurt. What's up, bro?
Oh, there you go. Hey, man, this is the only way you gonna catch it. I know you've been calling my cell phone. Like, damn, this nigga.
Oh, I've been calling you, man.
Man, bro, look.
Come on, see you. I need to talk to you, man.
You can do that, but man, my car. Let me tell y'all something, y'all. Because if y'all didn't listen to the beginning of the show, I'll have to recap this real quick. I drive a '88 Chevy van, the old 18 van. It's broke down right now. You know what I'm saying? But the Lord is working His way through that. I've been using my mother's transportation. She has a '92 Lexus. You know what I'm saying? SC300. Now it sound cool. That sound like, oh yeah, that's a nice car. Man, please. I'm about to run that bitch into the damn river with no kids in it. You know what I'm saying? Because I won't get down like that. But that it's about to find the bottom of the sea some damn well. Because, I pulled up. And I had the pulley pop off, the bottom of the pulley. Any mechanics in here, y'all know anything about cars, the main clutch pulley down at the bottom popped off. That is a $336 little ring that a belt goes around. Understand I just said $336 for that one part. Then I had to go and get the belt. The belt, one belt, which is a serpentine belt, meaning that's all you need. That is $100. The fan that broke off was $167. A plastic fan. And all my parts still ain't in. I won't even get my parts till Monday. So that's what I've been going through all week. You know what I'm saying? I've been crashed out at friends' house. I've been wearing out my welcome everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't feel I can ever do. Because, you know, I show love even now. I'm standing at my people's room. Each cat's got a room in the house. But, you know what I'm saying, they missing a couple of things. Toilet paper, little stuff they ain't supposed to. But until you start living on your own, you don't really understand how to live on your own.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got to school them. You got to help them. You know what I'm saying? So bring a couple of little things here and there, you know what I'm saying, just to really show these cats this is how you're supposed to be living on your own. I done been that, done that. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I can pass on my little thing. You know what I'm saying? So now I just got back home, though. If y'all been noticing, I do a show every day. I did the Wednesday show for Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I did the Monday show for Tuesday. But that's how I keep it real. I just let you know. You know what I'm saying? If I can't get on that show, I did a show at 12 o'clock in the morning. I don't even be up like that. I went on ahead and did it. Maven caught the show. She called it. I was up late night. You know what I'm saying? So just to keep the music going, though, that's my whole motivation is just to totally break indie artists. You know what I'm saying? And that's the whole goal. That's the whole focus. If you ain't working on that as a DJ, then you just working on nothing.
Yes, sir.
To me, is working on nothing.
I need to see you. Smell so good. I need to come see you, baby.
Herc, let me introduce you. Herc, first of all, this is going in ascending order. We got Iraq on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Lieutenant Maven out there representing Iraq. And you understand what I said?
How you doing today?
You're talking to Iraq, brother. You are talking 7 hours into the future.
Yeah, that's what's going on. How you doing? I hope everything is going well for you.
I had to laugh
it's
on
going
New
good,
Zealand.
Thanks.
Yeah, New Zealand call. She was like, yeah, it's something. I don't know. It was early in the morning. It was like 5 in the afternoon now. And I was like, well, damn, you already in the future, so shit. Tell us what's finna pop off. Shit, tell me how the weather is.
I told my mom you said that. She cracked up.
Yeah, how the weather is today. You know what I'm saying? You already there today. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it going to snow down here? Oh, I forgot. You 7 hours in. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Oh, and meet Ohio in the building. You know what I'm saying? Wallaby, homie. This is another artist. You know what I'm saying? My dog, he hold it down on the remote. Got me on speakerphone and everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to make the man crash because you start saying a person's name.
Hey, he talking about me.
You ain't gonna
do that to me, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And the truth of the matter is, man, you know, when you're part of people that's really making noise, man, that's really what make your heart feel good. Like, I got high blood pressure from what the doctors say. Man, I feel like my blood pressure is perfect right now. Yo, what's up, bro? What's going on?
Big Herc, meet Wallaby. Wallaby, meet Big Herc. You know what I'm saying?
Wallaby, what's going on, man? It's a pleasure to meet you, man, all the way from Ohio. I'm right here in Tampa, Florida, man. Still grinding in the streets, man.
And now, y'all two, Herc, give a background, because when Wallaby, when you hear how this brother is, you be like, damn, we need to link up. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
This brother right here, Herc, give a little background. Just first, how long you been rapping? Then where you at actually in the rap game and what you doing for yourself to be in the rap game?
Yeah, man. Well, first things first, man, God bless me to be incorporated, man, with the highest under God, Entertainment Incorporation. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been in the game yet a year being June, man, and I done sold, like, I want to say, coming close to, like, 4,000 copies hand-to-hand that I did myself. Nobody else grind for me. You know what I'm saying? I've been all over the state of Florida, South Beach. I got a Panama City show tonight, you know what I'm saying? If y'all can make it out there, tonight at KJ's Lounge, man, come show support, you know what I'm saying? I'm all over the state grinding, man, and hopefully get the blessing to come out to Ohio one day, man, and, you know, do some things with you or something, or you do the same thing and come down here and vibe with me.
Yeah, that's real.
Nah, and that's 100. That's 100. I wish you the best on your journey, man, because I've been doing this since about 1999. I done did 20,000 out the trunk. I wish I had the shoebox still full of that cash, but, you know, make you do this or do that. But I'm a CEO of the Realest Records, arts and entertainment director for a magazine in Atlanta called Trendsetters and Trendsetters, and then I do motivational speaking and edutainment for the young youth around America when I speak to them to stay focused and stay positive. I just had a show Saturday night with Cannabis, you know what I'm saying, and me and him chopped it up. I'm actually on my grind now. I got an album coming out called The Realest Alive. I'm going to be giving away free digital downloads on my website. Then I'm going to have another album that I'm going to be selling. I'm going through disc makers with the barcodes and such. I'm on the radio every Sunday in Columbus. Hey, what I'm saying, we're going to have to transfer information, man, so we can work, because I'm coming to Florida. I come to Florida every year, sometimes 2-3 times a year. I'm normally in South Beach. I had a show in Fort Lauderdale just about 5 months ago with some guys from PM Music, Powerful Music Group. But I'm going to link up with DJ Smell Good, man. We're going to make some things pop, man. I'm going to get myself down there in the atmosphere in Florida a little bit more, and we're going to go to the top, bro. Stay hungry, keep grinding, keep on pumping them CDs out the trunk. I sell mine every day. Damn right, every day, man. That's the only way a nigga going to grind out here, bro. Every day, you dig?
For sure.
Matter of fact, let me with that, I done introduced everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody knows everybody, fam. We all family now, you know what I'm saying? With that being said, since right now I got Wallaby Music, and maybe they ain't rapping nothing.
Yeah.
She don't rap up, say she's soldiering right now. You know what I'm saying? But when she gets back, we'll.
Well, you know, I do my thing, but I'm not in the mood right now. But Tree, I'm gonna let one of my soldiers give a shout out. Yeah. We're about to get ready to go to the Donner facility. So hold on.
Oh, Lord, they finna go give their life at the chow hall, y'all.
Yeah.
What's up, soldier?
To give a life at the chow hall. Hey, nothing, man. What's good? What's happening down there?
Hey, representing, man. You in the building with 813. We got Ohio in the building. You know what I'm saying? And it's real big. You got my dog Wallaby. You got your artist out of Ohio, Wallaby. You got another artist, my dog Hurt. He got 813. Then of course you got yourself. And then you got me, DJ Smell So Good. We holding it down. You know what I'm saying? How you doing today, though,
man? That's right. That's right. Hey, this is no problem, man. I appreciate that. This Karu right here. I just want to give a shout out to my boy down in Toronto, Kryptonic Record. He's doing his thing down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to be sending you a couple of demos down there so you can, you know, put it out in the ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hey, shout out to all y'all. And
who is this again?
What y'all doing, man. That's what's up.
What's your name,
this
come?
Karu.
Karu?
Karu, Karu. Yeah.
Okay. What's your rank? Okay, you say that
E5 Sergeant Type, man.
Oh, yeah, you're a sergeant. No, I'm ex-military, man. I was stationed in Germany. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to HHC-11 Aviation.
Where in Germany, man?
Ansbach-Karlbach.
In Ansbach,
Karlbach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was down there. I was out there for about 4 years.
Yeah. Ja, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Not really, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
really,
you know what I'm saying,
man.
Brother.
Really,
I'm gonna tell y'all that I'm type of brother I am. I study all languages. That's why I know a little bit of Spanish. I know a little bit of Italian, a little bit of German. I know a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm studying African right now.
That's how you do it.
Say that again.
Say me gusta la.
Oh, yeah, I love music. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love music, you feel me? That's one thing about me.
You don't want no Hot 16 real quick, do you? Because I go in.
Who? Man, listen here.
Iraq,
y'all finna get something that I want to do a Freestyle Friday. I just ain't built it up yet, you feel me?
You're
I want
right.
to do a Freestyle Friday.
Oh, yeah.
But what we finna do is I'm finna, you spit? Do you spit, see? Do you rap, dog?
I don't know.
Nah, dog.
I'm ready.
I don't know the rap. I can do a little something, but I don't want to call that rap, though. You know what I mean?
Man, this free your mind artist radio, man. You just another indie artist that's waiting to blow. You feel me? You just ain't found your secret there.
Wally, be ready to go.
Wally, go ahead, man, because you in the car. Let's get this brother a VI. Go ahead, run it.
Okay, let me go and get you one right now. Let me cut the music down a little bit. Okay, we're going to get it popping, man. Wallaby, Realest Records, Columbus, Ohio, man. I'm giving it to y'all today. Friday the 13th, man. Remember this one here. Hey, yo, when I'm this place, raps is like a heart attack. I write as much as niggas blowing back. When DJ scratch, I get hungry for instrumentals. A backpack full of raps can pull for your mental. It's simple writing bars when your style's unique. Without a beat, y'all, I'm more on the streets keeping it sweet for you coward niggas. Them drug dealing, gun toting niggas. Them million-dollar slugs spit niggas. From what I'm worth, y'all, my face shall double. Forget cues, recycling thousands. Stacks while I'm aiming. Holding the tool, breaking 50s, 101s, old school signs. Preaching the thugs, they want no part of your love. Take it in blood if you ain't got a machine with a beam ready to squeeze. Nigga, I'm still selling CDs. Rap all you want. I'm trying to stack bucks. You want me bucked? I'm still writing in the same tablet since 91. I feel fabulous. I'm Illmatic. I been kissed the game goodbye once the blueprint got revised. I'm not joking. I'm the truth and the reason. Your witness, a brother representing the realness. Smell good. What's good, baby?
Like, what? Like, what my gunshot at? Damn, I forgot my gunshot.
We live in the race, baby.
Columbus,
Ohio, man. What's
happening? That's real. Yeah, that's real. I got to get some gunshots for that. You know what I'm saying? That's the 21-shot salute, man. Hey, Iraq, what's up, man? Y'all give us some love. Give us some feedback, man. Y'all feeling that? Y'all feeling my dog?
Hey, man. Tell your boy we'll get him next weekend, man.
Snap. That's what's up. That is what's up.
Tell him to be on here next week, man.
Hey, don't make me schedule. No, fuck that. I done scheduled the show. It's going to be Freestyle Friday. After this show over with, I am going to go off, and y'all can go back and see. Next week is Freestyle Friday featuring Iraq versus the world.
That's right. Get all your soldiers. I mean,
hey, get everybody together.
Here, so it's gonna be on, dog.
Get everybody together, man, and we gonna shut this thing down. All the way from Iraq to Ohio to 813, everywhere in between, man. We gonna do something that I don't think not Nana. Cause see, one thing I do too is I go on other shows and I listen to what other shows ain't doing, and I do that. Huh?
You gotta stay focused. You gotta stay hungry. You gotta stay focused.
You feel me? So I am listening. I do listen to everybody's show now. Don't get me wrong. When I come into your room or whatever, I come into a person's room and I listen. I don't care what they're talking about. Just like I was talking about the motherfucker talking outside of me and all that. You got to know so you know what not to do. Because the host of the room talking about she was used to be a man. You know what I'm saying? But now she got everything. Talking about you wouldn't know it's me if you see me from the back. From the back. When you turned around sounding like Leroy, I already knew what time it was. Hey, baby. Oh,
so she got rid of her out of that, boy.
No, I don't even know. I ain't even getting into all that. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you about to teach me a question to ask, and I ain't trying to be that curious to go back.
Hell no.
Mama talking about you must be in here trying to convert over. It's I fell into the friend zone. You know what I'm saying? Like you trying to get with a girl and you fall into that friend zone. You was trying to get the skins, but then you fall into the friend zone, so now you ain't going to never get it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I did. I fell into the friend zone. I fell into a room, and I'm actually conversating. But one thing about me, and this is what I believe, if you're a real person, you can go anywhere and be comfortable and talk to anybody. You feel me? And the only thing I tell people is, I don't fuck with me, and I ain't going to fuck you up. That's my motto. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole motto. I sell hemp lollipops. You know what I'm saying? Which is herb lollipops. I sell them down here. So I go to any club. I go to gay clubs, straight clubs. The hydro pops. You feel me? Yeah, you know chronic candy. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing that since. Nigga, I've been doing that. You feel? I've been on that for about 5 years and shit. And just ain't took it to a Scarface level yet. But that's coming. That's coming. You know what I'm saying? That's coming. That's just another advertisement for my artist, though. You feel me? Because when chronic candy or one of these people come down here and they need an artist, you know what I'm saying, to go ahead and oh, Iraq had to go to Chow Hall, that's right. Big ups to Iraq going to get that Iraqi Vitlin. You know what I'm saying? And she came in and everybody holding out. Thank you, Maven, you know what I'm saying, for bringing your troops and everything through, man. That's what it do. You know what I'm saying? That's the love right there. You know what I'm saying? When you bring a friend and then another friend go ahead and come in, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep nothing to yourself. Share with everybody else. Because we all listening. You know what I'm saying? We all listening. So, damn, I meant to play Big Hurt. My bad. Hurt, let me get into your song real quick, dog. Wallet B, check out my homeboy Hurt, man. You know what I'm saying? So when you send me the tracks, this is how I get down, dog. As soon as I talk to you.
No doubt. I'm ready.
Hey, your shit go on. You feel me? This Hurt
no
representing question. 813, man. Right here live. Blog Talk Radio.
Man. Shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The third time low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The third time low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I want a po' gin on that pussy and suck it off. So I can blame it on the liquor while I ate you out. I want to beat that tight pussy before I leave the house. While I'm in the studio or the streets, that's all I think about. I want a bitch you love to fuck and hate
to talk.
Lil' mama fuck with a thug so I can change
you
up. And we can fuck with the lights on or
even
off. And you can tell the nigga she fucking real flow.
Me
tight pussy been searching for you
throughout the south.
And I'm the thug in the streets that you done heard about.
Nigga.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real
wet.
The third time low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's
real
wet. The third time low, shorty, and I ain't found you
yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Done been through the hood, even where the crackers be. And still ain't found Miss tight pussy in the street. She gotta have a lot of class and she keep it
cheap.
And she ain't mad cause I ain't fucked there in a whole
week.
Ain't fucking flawed, nigga, she keep that pussy
tight for
me. So if you fuck up, my nigga, it's gon' cost you a fee. And money keep me up, tight pussy,
put me to
sleep. So try to run gang your money and your talk is
cheap.
Because she got a lot of class, don't mean
she ain't
street. And if she see a flaw in your nigga, she don't
speak.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's
real
wet. The third time low, shorty, and I ain't found
you
yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's
real
wet. The third time low, shorty, and I ain't found
you yet.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Hurt, you last man standing, man. All my remote callers had to go ahead and handle some business, you know what I'm saying? Which that's what they should be doing, you know, going that grizzly day grind, you know.
Yeah, smell so good. Smell so good. What's up, man? I want to come through and vibe with you, man, and drop some my mixtape off to you, man. What's going on?
Okay, the deal with today is I'm out to the house right now. Where you at?
I can come to you, you know what I'm saying? Wherever you at, it don't even matter.
All right.
I really look forward to working with you, and I know that this could be a success, boy, in the Tampa streets right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the only thing fucked up with me is my transport. You know what I'm saying? That was really only kept me down from making all my moves. That's why I ain't even talked to you all week. Cause
I already know. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm going through it on my own little things. But, you know, everybody go through it. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through it in order to get somewhere. So,
that's right.
I'm out on, actually, I can't be telling on myself on the airwaves, though. I don't want a bitch coming to my house, man. What I'm gonna do now, I got like an hour left of my show, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, as soon as my show with, I'll call you back and I'll hit you up with all my info. And then
hey, bro, I need you on this one if you can.
What time you going to your show tonight? What time you going to be leaving?
I'm leaving at 4:30 and I got a meeting with the Metro people about getting Marine Tone set up at 3. So, but this is more important. I want to get with you. That's more important to me right now. Like,
all
right.
Well,
real.
Man, who all rolling with you? Because I might just jump on the bandwagon and just ride with you and just roll.
Well, you want to come tonight?
I'm telling you, I'm coming. I was just intending on driving, though. You know what I'm saying? I was going to come anyway. I told everybody we was all going to come down there and support you.
All right, but then, yeah, shit, let's do it. We leaving at about 4:30 if you want to roll.
All right, yeah, so that's definitely what I'm going to have to just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna
you can ride with us, or if you want to ride however, you know, it don't matter, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, because that's a damn.
I definitely got to get with you. I need to see you today if possible.
Yeah, it's gonna be today. It's gonna you gonna 2:00. Soon as this over with, I'm gonna call you right back. Tell you come on out here. I stay off of Del Mabry. Just keep that general direction. I stay off of Del Mabry. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So. You know, and then after that, I'll hit you up. Oh, matter of fact, let me think. I'll just call you back. I'll call you back and just get it to you. I'll do that.
That's cool. You got my number and everything written down?
Yeah. You know, I got it in my cell phone, even though that motherfucker. Honestly, with me, I've been trying to get
well,
off
my nigga. Hey, you my nigga, boy, but you
I'm trying, but one thing about me though is Metro, dog. I've the only reason I stayed with Metro is because my cousin opened up a Metro shop. You know what I'm saying? But I've been wanting to get off Metro. They service. It ain't got nothing to do with listening to your phone conversation because you shouldn't be talking reckless over the phone anyway. If you're a true G,
doing
what you're supposed to be doing. You feel me? So it don't matter what cell phone company you with. I'm about quality though. I can't. I got my homegirl in Hawaii, Miss Tyler. You know what I'm saying? I can't even call her Hawaii. And we supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, nationwide long distance.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm switching over to Boost Mobile. But since the car broke down, that was all my cell phone money that I was saving up to get my new phone service and all that. You know what I'm saying? So it just threw a little monkey wrench in my little system. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to end up having to do is just run Metro for this last month. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going over to Boost Mobile. So, you know, yeah, I will go ahead and get it cut back on, but. Yeah, man. I mean, if my phone is off, it's not intentionally. It's because I'm trying to really do something.
Get other stuff done.
Yeah, and it's really get off of that service, though. I have no love for Metro at all. If you ever got a text message from me at the bar and say "fuck Metro PCS, go Boost Mobile."
Yeah. Damn, sure did. I didn't know what that was about.
Hey,
yeah.
That you feel me? That's straight up. Now, and my cousin that worked for the Metro, he sent me a message, and he was like, "Man, what's up? I ain't got nothing to do with you, dog. You is not the company." You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Yeah, you just a little small entity that's trying to do your own thing and use their name and use their business. Which, honestly, to me, once you got the knowledge to know where to get all that stuff from, you should have went on ahead and quit and started your own cell phone company.
Mm-hmm.
Find you a carrier that'll support your people, you know what I'm saying? And then start your own little, man, I see a bunch of little places around here, Liberty Wireless, Angel Wireless, all these other people got their own little wireless places set up. That means they pushing their own cell phones out of that little building. It might not be 10,000 units a day, but they got their own units that they got pushing, and they are they're competition with Metro, Booth Mobile, and everybody else. You know, nobody can't compete with our mentality though. We have I throw a concert at the cell phone store every day, just to bring people in there. You know what I'm saying? To be buying phones and stuff. You know what I'm saying? To generate it like that. Plus, all the artists that's gonna come, then they're gonna be buying a cell phone from me, cause I'm gonna give you a deal that you cannot. I go $40 a month.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Unlimited, everything, whatever everybody else doing, I'm gonna be $10 cheaper. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's just a mentality, dog. That's what I'm telling all our people. Learn, but don't never just stay with that one thing. You know what I'm saying? If you get a job working for the white man, that's just to learn. That's the only way you're going to learn how to be where that white man is at. That's why the white man come to the hood, so he can learn how to be where the black man at. Don't believe they hang around in the hood for just no reason. You know what I'm saying? They trying to learn. They trying to peep out our game. They trying to get into our heads. Why we do what we do and how we do
it. On wax, though. They trying to peep our game.
I'm trying to tell you now. They trying to how do you have hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you riding around in the hood, you know what I'm saying, with your little bins and all that. You ain't looking for property. You trying to look for a different lifestyle. You trying to see how these people down. How this dude stand on the corner every single day and just without nothing. I come out there with nothing. You feel me? I come out there with a backpack to get on my grind. But people, all they looking for is me. It's not the CDs. They looking for me. It could be 10 people out there on my corner selling CDs. And, yeah, people are going to pull over because they naturally just want music. But my true dedicated customers, they will bypass them all damn day, and they'll call me and be like, hey, man, somebody on your shit. When you going to be out there so I can get some of your music? I don't buy from nobody else. I got people that don't buy from nobody, period, for months at a time until they see me to get my music, because I take pride in my music, and I'm very selective on stuff I put on there. I just don't put, you know what I'm saying, just go on the radio, drag a whole bunch of songs, and then boom, that's my mixtape. That's what these cats be doing down here, though.
I'm taking pride in having you present it because
I'm telling you, dog. That's what these cats do.
Yeah, I will allow to present me.
Yeah, these cats be doing that, man. I'm like, what? Like, what's he doing, man? But that's when you go to the CD stand, you see a nigga with like 5,000 CDs and little spools and all that. He didn't do none of that himself, though.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole thing. I'm all original. Every CD that I touch, you feel me? I'm putting my smell so good across it. So you know it came from me, and then you also notice the quality of it. I guarantee you, I kill anybody in the CD game right now, and I'm saying that live on my radio. My mixtapes kill anybody in the motherfucking radio on quality.
And I'm here to vouch.
And
I'm here to vouch for that.
And
I'm
the type
of music.
I'm telling you, dog, nobody can't put their mixtapes up against mine on no indie level. You feel me? Because I don't put no Lil Wayne, T.I. and all that specifically to keep you on the mixtape. I put 11 out of 21 tracks is indie artists. The rest of them going to be my drops and probably a couple of, you know what I'm saying, stuff that's on the radio just to keep it entertaining. But that's how you make a mixtape. You feel me? The main focus is you all, the indie artists. You know what I'm saying? Not anybody else. Nobody else. They are obsolete in the game. You know what I'm saying? That's just straight up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, you know, I got to get into some more songs, you know what I'm saying, so I can wash out my hour, you know what I'm saying. I did the whole hour, you know, basically blog talking, you know what I'm saying, networking. Everybody got the networking in early. I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying. I mean, soon my show cut on, dog. I mean, I had my first caller, you know what I'm saying, 239 call in, my dog Motor. So it's like, that was Ohio, you know what I'm saying. So I'm giving y'all connects, dog. I mean, I'm hooking y'all up with some serious connects, you know what I'm saying. And that's how we gonna vibe, you know what I'm saying? So
all day long.
Yeah, man. Matter of
fact,
I think
that's the vibe I got from day one.
I think he down here. Matter of fact, I think Motor was from Florida somewhere. I forgot. Yeah, he from Florida.
Yeah.
I'm getting him mixed up with Wallaby. 239 is
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers. There you go, Fort Myers. I'm like, damn, why that sounds so familiar? Okay, yeah. So big up Fort Myers, Plies. Frank Lennon, you know what I'm saying, the realest motherfucker that came out of Fort Myers, Frank Lennon, you know what I'm saying, and still keeping it real, you know what I'm saying, even though he might not blow like Plies, but one thing I'm going to say in the rap game, dog, is you have to keep it real, man.
Straight up, man.
People will see between you, through you like a paper tie, and I got a poster on my wall from Plies, Sunday, October 16th, 2005, from motherfucking Club 112 when he went down there and did his little, you know what I'm saying, little concert.
You know what I'm saying? With nobody knowing, though. You feel me? And I was there at the concert, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just supporting the dude that I ain't never even motherfucking met. And really wasn't into meeting him. I just liked the message that you was speaking. You know what I'm saying? And wanted to see was that, you know, was you really living that type of life? But the dude ain't really living that type of life. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that kind of, you know, turned me off. And I ain't saying to be glorifying no goon. I ain't glorifying no gangster. But, man, listen, 50 Cent took 9 shots. You know what I'm saying? He pulled his shirt up and showed you that. Pac took them shots. You know what I'm saying? Came back out and talked about it. You know what I'm saying? Scarface and all the niggas was on the street corners selling big dope. You know what I'm saying? Not no 2-for-a-quarter packs. These niggas was pushing weight.
Yeah. You feel me?
And they talking about it for real. This nigga never did that though. His track history doesn't speak for that. And when you listen from his first 36 ounces, straight off of the whole brick, the key, all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about bond money, my goons, my AKs, and now this nigga is on 93.3 talking about he's a goon.
Wanted and needed.
Yeah, talking about he a goon, and all y'all on this radio station, y'all my goons. Crackers don't even know how to spell goon. So why are you finna put them in a category where they do not deserve? Yes, they are a goon, but not in the gangster type. You feel me? They in the Halloween type. They goons. You know what I'm saying? In the scary type. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't finna be hitting on nothing. You feel me? They ain't finna be riding for your cause. They ain't finna do nothing for you that you ain't gonna do for yourself. Believe that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Let the wallet be done. Click back in. My dog had to. Wait, hold on. Wilder, you see you back in the building, man. We just had to take click over or something.
Nah, man, I ain't even gonna lie, man. You know, I don't know what y'all talking about yet, cause my phone went dead. I had to go in the elevator and go about 12, 14 flights up to go talk to these people about my house taxes. Nigga, that fell behind on them house taxes, and they was done. I'm gonna tell you some goons. The goons is when you go to the front desk and you sign in and tell them you're here to try to get caught up on your house taxes, and they tell you, oh no, we need 4 stacks right now. You got 6 months to get us 4 stacks, and we gonna take your crib. So you know what I'm doing is I'm back on that grizzly, baby, so I can get these 4 stacks to them in the next couple of weeks, and then we're going to be popping again.
Damn.
That's like the goons. That? Now, those are the goons right there.
Straight up, now, damn. They say you ain't even get to sign in, nigga, because you got them 4. I need them 4 stacks, and then you can see the high power.
And you talking about a master cylinder. You talking about a master cylinder. Man, listen here. I'm talking about keeping the mortgage. I pay the mortgage on time.
So you know
what time I'm saying. It's all good. Oh, this is the struggle in life, man. This is why I do what I do. This is why I'm got to be at the liquor store from 5 to 8 tonight selling CDs. I'm going to make $300 a night. Trust me.
Yeah, I like that motivation. See, that's why I'm trying to get with Big Hurt, too, man. I'm going to tell y'all, man, let me get y'all background me. I've been doing this here since 2002, and I mean constantly. You feel me? I ain't never called myself no DJ. I was Mr. Smell So Good because I own my own business. It's called What Smells So Good. I sell incense, body oils, lotion, soaps, anything alone that make you smell good. You feel me? So that's where the little DJ came out. The DJ came out because I met Ja New in 2002. I met my artist in 2002. And the day one that I got her first single, which is Shake It, you know what I'm saying? That was her first single that came out. I've been smashing every single record and single she's been putting out, you know what I'm saying, ever since then. And she's my main motivation for being the DJ that I am today. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for her, y'all probably wouldn't even be talking to me on the phone right now, honestly. I'm going to be straight up with you. Because I put myself into a DJ's position because of these punk-ass motherfuckers down here that call themselves DJ. And you got to suck their dick or pay them some motherfucking money just for them to play your damn music. That's some bullshit. And I give a middle finger to all y'all DJs who, if that's your requirement, I don't vibe with you. A lot of these cats down here I don't vibe with. I ain't trying to be in your coalition. I ain't trying to come to your meetings. Because you ain't talk about nothing. You ain't doing nothing for our artists. So that means you ain't doing nothing for yourself. And I don't need to even vibe with you like that. I don't want to vibe with nobody who call themselves the DJ. And you don't have an artist underneath your belt. Or you don't have somebody that you know in mind that you can either help or needs help. You know what I'm saying? And then once I talk to you, you need to go get them so we can give them that help. You know,
that's real talk, man. That's real. I didn't come across so many DJs, nigga. I didn't travel all the way to Atlanta. Linked up with a DJ, went to a big office. He sold all this, talked all this. I ain't even gonna say no name dropping because I got a lot of respect for a lot of my cats in the ATL.
Mm-hmm.
But man, money hungry, man. Nigga sat down with you, tell you all this shit. I'm like, okay, man, all you need is $500, and we'll do all this for you. You like, well, damn, baby, I just spent $500 to get here to meet you. You should have told me
about
the city.
Damn.
You see what I'm talking about? I done been through the ringer with DJs, man, and now hell no, I ain't cash him out. I went harder when I went back home.
Damn. What?
So that's how it is. You ain't bullshit, man. There's so many niggas call themselves DJ because they got one of them things you put the CDs in. Like, nigga, you got a collection of all the CDs. I don't make you no DJ, nigga.
Thank you. Let me tell y'all something. I don't even play CDs, period. If y'all ever see me DJing in the club, I don't play CDs. Don't bring me no CD. You better bring me that bitch on a USB flash drive or MP3 player with a USB plug-in. I don't do CDs, so I'm strictly laptop. You feel me? I mean,
Serato,
I can get
this. What do you work with? This? Are you Serato?
Just virtual. Man, I use what's free. Free is for me. Virtual DJ, y'all. If you want the program, I can get you the program. It's virtual DJ. I don't hold nothing back, dog. You feel me? I'm paying for this internet connection. All I do is type in free before anything I want, and it pops up to me. I don't know how y'all searching.
Right.
But you better be searching free before you type anything in. And that's the only way you're going to get what you want. You know what I'm saying? And you shouldn't have to be paying for it. It's a program. Anything that comes out of this internet is a program. That's all it is. You can't tangibly take it nowhere and do nothing with it. So what is it? It's just virtual reality. Therefore, use it for what it's for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's virtual reality, man. That's what I use everything. Now, I came up on this Blog Talk Radio because I seen free. I'm going to do my live video show because I see it's free. You know what I'm saying? And then the only thing I see from free is that means I ain't got to charge y'all a fee to be putting y'all music on here.
Let me get 50 on three. You take hundreds? Okay.
This nigga said 50 on three. Damn.
Let me just break it down. I got a Hemi engine. I got a V8.
Oh.
2004 Hemi. I got a Hemi engine in my Durango, so it eats up gas like you never imagine.
Yeah, nigga, that's why your motherfucking house payments, niggas going to that damn tank. Shit. Y'all wondering, I'm trying to get a smart car. Y'all seen the smart cars? Hurt, you seen the smart cars?
I done seen that little bit. That's just small.
Man. Oh, Lord, dog. Wallet. I'm going to tell you like this, dog. When you sit in the car, your ass and everything is sitting outside the back door. That's how small the car is. You know what I'm saying?
It's got $3 to fill it up, huh?
It's smaller than a Yugo.
Hey, smell good. Check this out. I gave my dude a $100 bill, right? This mama give me back $2 bills and shit.
No, man.
I ain't never broke a $100 bill. The mama gave me back some $2 bills. He don't even know I collect these. I got 50 of these at the crib.
Hey, that's what I do too. Now, I collect them just like I collect pennies. You know what I'm saying?
This motherfucker gave me back $2 bills.
Damn. that is big. Nah.
Damn, I should have got me a Snickers.
You probably would have got pennies back.
Hey, man, let me give a shout-out real quick, man. Let me give a shout-out to my man, Bishop, down there on Oakland Park and Commercial Boulevard down there in South Fort Lauderdale, man. And a shout-out to my man Dave Carrero down there in South Beach, man, Plantation, man. I ain't making no noise, man. I'm going 100 miles an hour. Shout-out to my man C Magic in Columbus, Ohio, and all my DJs down at ATL for show, man, on Peachtree, man.
Hey, that's real. That's real. I'm going to get in this one cut, you know what I'm saying? This Bo Weezy, you know what I'm saying? Because I represent all sides, too. I got a homeboy from named LP, you know what I'm saying? Call himself LP2335. He represents NO 504, you know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I'm telling you, dog, it ain't your damn music might be in Bucharest fuck around with me, you feel me? With sheiks and shit jumping around in your shit. That's what I be imagining. Because they want the music. They want to hear something that they ain't never heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they will always give your music at least one listen to. Now, that's my job, is so they can get that one listen to. Your job is to keep them listening to it.
Right.
You feel me? That everybody got a little role that we got to play here. You know what I'm saying? So if we follow that, I know, dog, we'll have sheiks. You feel me? I understand what I'm saying. I'm saying sheiks. These motherfuckers are the richest motherfuckers really in the world. Saudi Arabians and all that. That's really running shit. That's what I'm trying to get the music to.
You ain't lying.
That's what I want to get. Because if he like it, he gonna put it. He gonna put it on his people. His people gonna be listening to it, huh? Why start out with the beggars and the music might not make it when you got a chance to start out with the mother who trickling all the way down to the beggars? I'd rather start at the top. I'd rather send it to Obama and then Obama give me a public service announcement. Go fuck with Smells So Good. That's all I need, Obama. I just need you to get on, do me a public service announcement, and say, go fuck with DJ Smell So Good, all in the artists. And you imagine the impact that'll be for everybody all the way across the board. Radio stations will automatically open their doors to anything I bring up in there. Man, you got the president to speak for you, nigga.
Right. How long you on the air today, bro?
I got another 49 minutes, homie. When I do shows, dog, I do 2 hours, nigga. I got a lot of stuff. I make a lot of stuff to see.
All right.
What I'm saying? Plus, I got a lot of music, so I normally do it for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? 12 to 2. You know what I'm saying? Unless I got to do like a quick show, and then it's only an hour. But then when I do the quick shows, you know what I'm saying? I mainly focus on just music, though. I just play a whole bunch of everybody music. You know what I'm saying?
By 3 o'clock, you're going to have Wallaby locked and loaded, bro.
Oh, well, that's, man, hey. You'll be locked in and loaded for tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Guaranteed. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you send it to me today, your song will open up my show tomorrow.
But then there it is. You might as well lock that in. That's a bet, baby. I'm out here. I'm getting this gas. I'm going to go meet with my people, collect this money from the schools. And remember, if anybody needs anything, I'm nationwide, man. I do flyers, business cards, ink pens, pencils, magnets, sweatsuits, T-shirts. I'll put your name on your USB plug for you if you need it. I do 800,000 products for anybody that needs anything with their business on it, bro. That's A1 Incorporated, Columbus, Ohio, baby. We nationwide.
A1 Incorporated, that's real, man. SFM Visual, now I got a little couple, you know, a little team, you know what I'm saying? You got to have your own team, though. So you got your team. I got a team. So once we all come together and we do some teamwork, oh, man, you put a team of motherfucking niggas over here that can do graphics, a team of artists over here that can really spit, team of DJs that really like to play some music, oh, man, we'll be a beast getting into a van and riding anywhere. I mean,
DJ
riding
fight,
anywhere.
DJ, fight the power.
You feel me? Yeah, that's me, dog. But let me tell y'all something about that real quick, man. A little brief. It's a lot of haters out there in the world. You feel me? It's a lot of people that think that you somewhere that you might be. But you know what I'm saying, personally might not feel. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people put me on a pedestal that honestly I never want to be on. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate just the love that people give to me, and that's why I'm gonna give it back. But I don't look for no superstar status. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be fame. I wanna live forever and all that. I just wanna do what I can do right here, right now, for my people that I'm dealing with. Cause if I'm dead tomorrow, all I need y'all to say at the eulogy is that nigga did something for me, and then take that what I did for you and actually do something. So when I'm looking down, I know that my work wasn't done in vain. You feel me? That's all I ask. That's coming from the realest nigga that you could ever talk to. That's all I ask. I don't want your jewels. I don't want your money. All I need is for you to do what you do and let me do what I do so we can all eat.
Hey, and if it ain't no silence, that was a moment of silence on that, because
you know what I'm saying? I had to get a little deep, man, because, hey, bro, man, I can't, man, Plies came out with that realest nigga. I ain't heard nothing on that motherfucker.
Now, on that note, let me comment on that. Your son don't know me for shit. I was with Plies on the red carpet at the BET Awards. He didn't know I was even in existence. However, the name of my album called The Realest Alive. His shit called The Realest. Now, when you hear mine, you're going to dance. You have a whole different perspective on why I say the realest alive. What you said, we broke it down like this. If you got to give somebody some money for something, every time, anytime, that's what the white folks do. That's what the rich people do. That's what the government do. That's what this recession is all about. You got money, you can play with us. You ain't got no money, get away from us. So if I'm trying to do my music and I ain't got no money, guess what? They like, oh, man, nigga, we don't want to have no business with you. You ain't got no money for us. You ain't paying for us. I shouldn't have to be on the back burner forever because I'm broke.
Thank you. Thank you.
$1 million hits. I got hits. I got hit records. I don't know what they define a hit record as anymore, but I got bangers, nothing but the realism, man. I'm an urban philosopher, man. That's what I'm to captivate my minds by. You know what I mean?
They ain't wanting that right now, though. And they don't want real music right now. I mean, it's going to come a point where we're going to be able to get back to our MPMDs, our KRS-1s, and that real type of music. But right now, That bullshit, prom queen, shit like that. That's what, I don't want to hear that, honestly, but that's what's been fed to you through the media. You know what I'm saying? Until we get our own media outlet, such as this radio station, but I mean a radio station that plays nothing but what we need to hear and not what 95.7, 98, or whatever commercial radio stations want you to hear. You feel me? They play what they want you to hear. BET shows you what they want you to see. They don't show you all the shit that you need to see. The positivity, you know what I'm saying, in the rap game.
No, hey, but the bad news is when you hear the word positive, they make it seem like it's so negative. You
yeah,
see,
like as nerd. Like it's a nerd to be positive,
hey,
or something.
Watch,
that's not
you watch
cool.
BET, but listen, fam, you watch BET or you listen to any of the radio stations in America, right? The talk show hosts be so down to earth. They be so real. They talk about these real-ass topics in society, and then they put some bullshit song on. And then they come back out of the commercial break. Like, we'll be right back with that lollipop song again in a minute, but tell your kids to stay in school. And then all you hear is, let she lick my tongue on the song. You like,
right,
yeah. Let me tell you, I'm going to keep it real. I took my kids skating last night. My son's 7, my daughter is 4, and I took one of the little neighbor's kids with me to a skating rink. We in there playing. I'm giving them tokens, all that. I'm having fun, letting them blow a little cash. Second thing I know, I hear she lick my tongue ring, and some shit come on the speaker. I said, I don't even let my kids listen to this shit in my car. What the hell are we doing in here?
Oh, what?
So that's what I mean, man. And that's what's crazy. You get Tavis Smiley. You get all those guys that be on BET talking this, that, or the other. They're, oh yeah, this, no. Next thing you know, BET, the rat shows come on. All the bullshit in the world coming on.
All
niggas walking
bullshit
through the parking lot. Niggas walking through the parking lot with a bag full of white bricks, like they moving bricks, and they think a kid gonna have a better approach to life after they see that bullshit. See, when they say don't believe the human eye in sunlight or shade, where the puppet show is the devil's masquerade.
And
then
that's
what's going on
that,
right
that's
now.
A, hold on, run that one back, because that was deep right there, even though I can run it back.
And these are words from Wallaby, man, the realest alive, baby, Columbus, Ohio. They say, don't believe the human eye in sunlight or shade, for the puppet show is the devil's masquerade. I feel like I'm being blackballed in the industry right now. I'm talking about, I'm on the freeway right now driving next to a Hummer that's wrapped up with power 107.5 on it from a radio station. I'm on the radio station every Sunday, okay? By 7 p.m., I'm on the radio station every Sunday. Now, both these niggas in the truck giving me a peace sign right now because they know Wallaby the truth in the city. However, I don't get no airtime with my song because I ain't no dick rider and I ain't going to cash out no money for these niggas just to play me like that. Nigga, I sell my shit on the street first and make $50,000 on my own before I can burn and bow down and submit to y'all lame-ass niggas, G.
This is what I tell everybody, though, because if you – a lot of cats don't – and look, I know Rated R, you know what I'm saying? That's – Rated R – is our superstar, you know what I'm saying? That's our hometown superstar. That actually, meaning besides Kaya, he was the first that got signed to a record label and had the chance to really take Tampa and put him on the map. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, and you got to talk to him personally, and he'll tell you it wasn't all what it was cracked up to be. They put that big $100,000 in your motherfucking face, but when they sit your ass down for a year or two and you can't do shit but hold on to that little $100,000, your creativity is now gone. Everything belongs to us. You, when we tell you to write a song, that's when you write. When we tell you to go promote, that's when you go promote. If you can't take that type of if you can't take that type of discipline, that's really not where you want to be at. That's what a record label is going to do to you, though. You got to understand that when you look on the roster, So-So's Def got that's the smallest record label out there right now. That's the actual major record label, So-So Def. You feel me? I already looked. Universal and Bad Boy, all them niggas at the top. But So-So Def got over at least 20 people on their roster. That's small, but 20 people and all these cats talking about they got the hottest album, the hottest mixtape, the hottest this, hottest that. How can you, who is the hottest out of all 20 of these people? Whoever got the hardest grind, though. So whoever got the hardest grind is going to be the only one person that's going to get pushed out of that whole record label. The other 19, they're going to have to wait until the year or two or however long it takes to get this dude or chick, you know what I'm saying, to get them blowed up, get them exposed, and make their money back off of them first. Before they come back and grab another person, okay, now it's your turn. Okay, now we're going to put you up. Okay, now you can make a little bit of money. That's how the game goes, though. They ain't pushing 20 people all at one time. If they push 20 people off of their label, it takes all the shine off of that one person that they're trying to get their money back out of. Get your money on the block first. That's what Luda said. That's what a lot of other people said. I sold, when you said you sold 50,000 units, if you sold 50,000 units on the street at $5 a pop, man, please, a record label is going to come and grab you. If you all you got to do is have your paperwork right. They are going to come and grab you because they are seeing that, damn, this cat can push 50,000 units on his own. So imagine what I can do if I just put him on give him a commercial backing or give him a little bit of radio time and push his music over there in the UK. Because they ain't finna push it all right here. They'll break one song, the rest of your music is going overseas. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you need to be. That's Iraq, New Zealand. That's why I focus over there, because you got to imagine if my homegirl from New Zealand is talking about, damn, this song jamming, you know what I'm saying? She called somebody in Atlanta, and she always in Atlanta, in New Zealand, but she say, damn, I heard, you ever heard of Wallaby or Hurt? Yeah, well, where they from? Well, Wallaby, he out of Ohio, he jamming, and Hurt, he out of Tampa. I mean, I just heard him on Smell So Good Blog Talk Radio. And they is hot. He sent me some tracks, you know what I'm saying? Boom, what you think this cat in Atlanta gonna do? If he a smart cat and he trusts his people, you know what I'm saying, with a good listening ear, he gonna be like, damn, man, it ain't no way that these two motherfuckers all the way over in New Zealand and got it and they smashing it over there, and there ain't nobody over here fucking with them. I got them. I gotta go ahead and see what these boys doing. That's what you want. You don't want to go to the record company. You want the record company to come to you. If you stand your ground.
I was just talking to somebody about that yesterday, man. Hey, they on my heels right now because, bro, I remember when I was just an artist. I remember that before I was CEO of my own label. I remember when I was an artist, a starving artist, acting like, oh, they going to come for me. They going to come for me. Man, listen. If you ain't making no noise and you ain't grinding hard and your name ain't buzzing and you ain't doing nothing to keep your name alive, a nigga start rapping the yesterday, man. It's 50,000 rappers in every 15 miles in the city now, man. Hey. So this name is so saturated. And all the niggas like, oh, I'm going to Atlanta. I'm going. Nigga, you know how when I go to Atlanta, I go to Atlanta and go Stone Cold, Covington Highway somewhere in Decatur or College Park or East Point. A nigga be like, man, I'm going to go to Ohio. I'm like, nigga, what you gonna go around for? Should I get in Atlanta and do what you do? Oh, I'm like, this shit is crazy. So that's how real it is, man. It's about the noise you're making as an artist, man. It's not about really where you at, who you with. It's about what you're doing, B.
Hey, but understand this, too, now. Hey, 601, hold on, let me take 601, you in the building. What's up?
What's up, baby?
Hold on. Say that again.
What's
up? No, that's all I want to hear. Oh, hey, I might have to hang up on y'all. I'm fucking with you. And let me introduce y'all. Y'all got to check her profile. Check her out on MySpace. You know what I'm saying? MySpace.com. Can I put your info out there? Unauthorized?
You know you can.
You know what I'm saying? Unauthorized. I'm turning y'all on to. Wow, man, y'all gonna be like, whoa. But
I got my pen in hand, bro. Go ahead,
man. It's myspace.com/shyromance, and that's SHAI romance. You know what I'm saying? Check her out. This is a 6'2". Understand, a 6'2", I mean, queen.
Without heels. Without
Amazon
heels.
Queen. Oh, good Lord. Amazon queen. You know what I'm saying?
Shy romance. S-H-A-I romance.
Yes, baby.
Hey, Shorty. Hey, listen, baby. Make sure.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Wallaby. No, you ain't the host of this deal. Man, what you doing,
baby?
Hold on, let me show y'all what happens. I don't put him on the hold. Oh, no. Okay. Wallaby, say something now. Now say something. Oh, exactly. You know what I mean? Now, I ain't hang up on my dog. I just put him on a little.
Had to show him with a damn host here, pal.
Hey, y'all crazy, man. Much love to you, man. DJ Smell Good,
hey,
man.
Check this out, though. Shy Romance, you know what I'm saying? You just tuned in. But my dog hurt. He just had to hang up because we going down. We got a show later on this evening. I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, tagging on with him. But I got Ohio in the building. My dog Wallaby, you know what I'm saying? Up and coming, well, he's been on the scene, you know what I'm saying? But up and coming to blow the world up, Here's my dog Wallaby,
man,
right here.
I'm just going to try to keep the world spinning, bro. That's all I need to do. I don't want the globe to stop none for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I'm all about love, spreading that love. So, Shy Road, man, I'm going to hit you on a friend request. I normally don't do friend requests because normally people be coming to me. I'll be too busy. But I'm about to get off the line, too, man. I got a meeting in the school with these kids. I'm doing a sweatsuit for their senior year. So,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and get this little bit of cash, and I'm going to keep on shaking.
Oh, goofy bone. My bad. I ain't
appreciate that there, babe.
What's that?
No, he said he was going to send me an invite. I just let him know. I appreciate that, baby.
Yeah, go check it out. Who is this? Oh, I didn't even see you in the chat room. I'm sorry. One thing about me in that chat room is it's on two different tabs, you know what I'm saying? So I have to click over one tab and check it and go back. So I be forgetting, you know what I'm saying? But
okay. Who
is it? Much love, Wallaby. Goofy Bone. Big ups to Goofy Bone. I'm just recognizing some people in the chat room. Big ups to Goofy Bone. Miss Black, of course, she's out of Iraq representing. And, of course, we got the, lovely Miss Shy Romance, you know what I'm saying, on the line up in here. What you got going on today? What you doing? What's up with you?
Oh, just chilling, babe. Just chilling.
Yeah. You missed my freestyle. We had a freestyle session going on.
Let's get you now.
Yeah, we had a little freestyle.
No, I do my poetry now.
Yeah, hold on. Matter of fact, because my dog Wallaby, he just kicked a quick 16. So I'm finna show y'all artists, you know what I'm saying, how the ladies represent. You want to go ahead and kick something? Don't tell them that you don't wrote for me now.
Okay, well, I'm gonna do something serious today then. I'm not going to do the sexy right now. I'm going to do something serious, okay?
Hey, look,
real.
I can't even hang up. See,
he didn't want me to do the sexy one, so I'm going to do the serious one.
Yeah, you got it. That's you know, that's not,
okay.
Hey.
That was for you there, Smells. Okay, that was for you, baby.
Go ahead and do your handle, Maya.
Okay.
Go do your handle.
Here go. This piece called Testing 1-2. I'm so tired of everything from kids, bills, loneliness, stress. I must confess I just can't rest from tossing and turning, learning yet learning while fantasizing about this thing called rest. See, I still be walking while I sleep till it feels as if my grave's almost complete. I just can't sleep. And now my shadow done left me and my stomach's empty. God, I hope you hear me because I need another blessing. Hell, I work every day but still have no energy because that ain't came and disconnected my L-I-G-H-T. And now his crazy ass asked, asking if I have a man. Testing 1-2. Not in my life or in my home, because if I did, my shit will be on. And Obama, Obama, Obama. Yeah, you had a safe inauguration. Now, please hear my declaration, because yes, my voice flows of desperation, because I need no hesitation on my stimulus rebate. And I'll help emancipate this fate, this hate, while I try to manipulate my fate. No mistaking the fact that I will indeed rise up again, my friend, because debt that doesn't kill you only makes you stronger, my friend. Plus, ain't no bitch assness within this strong black woman. And to most of Caucasian Americans, hell, your struggles are just beginning. Hell, you better be careful, because you're about to get knocked off that high horse when truth voice speaks through these sheets, bringing heat like an Obama speech. And I'm going to slow it down a little bit. It's just that I'm mad and really need to in a little bit while I let my stick spit a whole lot of nutrition and shit, busting nut after nut, and shut up, it's 14. Hell, shut the hell up. I mean, now you want to fuss and say the economy's messed up. But hell, y'all virgins, because we've been getting fucked. Testing 1-2. Man, there's so many things I want to speak on. So I guess I'm about to begin with being called an African-American, because that's a goddamn lie. And you want to know why? It's because I have never stepped foot in that country. So please don't label me that ethnicity, because the closest I come to seeing it was on the MAP or watching it on TV. So what's my nationality? I'm black, goddammit, and I know you can't stand it. And if we were tonight, and if we were to unite together, you knew you couldn't handle it. So, testing 1-2. Hell, y'all asses are hiding the truth, or so it seems. Or have you just taken hostage that American dream? Got me looking for it like a damn crack fiend. Hell, we picked the fruit for the American pie and can't even lick the goddamn bowl. But behold, we picked it, cooked it, and can't even taste it. That's bullshit, and you know it. Testing 1-2. That's it.
She went in on you, Smell Good.
Man, bro, I'm going to tell you like this here. Let me give you some background on how I met Shy Romance. Shy Romance, we met on, she came and checked out one of my shows, you know what I'm saying? We kicked it was cool. But I had to extend a special show for her, and shit, we was the only one on, we didn't, this is that show that I told you I ain't played no music for the whole hour. Shy, what we did,
we
vibed for the
yeah,
whole hour, just kicking, you know what I'm saying, kicking poetry, because I write myself, you know what I'm saying, like I told her. Sometimes you get burnt out with the world, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you go so hard to do things, sometimes either to make a person happy or to make something happen, you know what I'm saying, to make your dream come true, and sometimes you do it so hard that you burn yourself out. I've been grinding since 2002. I mean, hard, 100%.
Big up to you, boss.
Yeah, but I'm be honest with you. I've gotten burnt out. You feel me? I mean, I've gotten to the point where, man, I've been pushing so hard by myself that without outside help, it's been a long road. You feel me? And up until now, I'm just starting to get some older soldiers back on my team. You know what I'm saying? I met you. You know what I'm saying? I hooked up with English. You know what I'm saying? I hooked up with Hurt. You know, and then I got Shy Romance. You know what I'm saying? So,
guess that, man. You got a gallon of gasoline on the line, man. I ain't even going to lie to you. You got a whole gallon of gasoline on the line right now, bro. But Miss Shy Romance, I'm going to drop a line on her. And you got a second for me? Smell good?
Yeah, man. Bro, this is Blog Talk Radio. I need to change this to ITR, this Indie Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Miss Romance.
Yes, sir.
Miss Romance, this is what I say to you. I say you deserve to be with the king, my black Nubian queen. The nature of your essence carry the ebony magazine type. What is your size? Is it diamonds you like? Your pretty feet are rubbed through the night with the oils and ice. As our bodies touch, soaking in suds. Your caramel skin blended with the cinnamon, your brown sugar I love. We could take trips off the coast of Jamaica and do it live on the beach so we can share nature with palm trees, birds, and colorful leaves. Your fingernails and your hair make you a black beauty queen. That's
right.
Just a small little something for the
all
world.
Right, baby. Mm-hmm.
Man, you got me feeling bad. You got me feeling bad. Smell good. I got to get off this line, man. I got to get this meeting, man. You got me a ticket to the madness, man. I got to go, man. So I'm going to be back at you. I'm going to be sending you that music in a few hours. Shy Romance, God bless you. You too, my man. Smell good. Keep it popping, bro. Keep this dream alive.
Man, you already know what time it is, man. You already know what time it is. I want to send a real quick shout out to Club SON Live. Just jumped up in the room. You know what I'm saying? I see you in the chat room. Miss Black, Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. I seen Golden State. Yeah, whatever. Golden Squad DJs came through early and hollered at me. They got a good show, too. All my listeners out there, man, I mean, I thank you for being fans of me. You know what I'm saying? Listening to all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? But just to let you know, Blog Talk Radio has shows every hour on the hour, every 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, there's no reason, really, for you to be watching TV right now. Get into some of these issues. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of issues that people talk about. It's a lot of good music that you can expand your mind to. Besides just listening to that boob tube shit that they want you to believe. You know what I'm saying? This is reality right here. Everything that you're hearing, you know what I'm saying, is straight from my heart, straight from my dome, straight from, you know what I'm saying, how I'm giving it to you. So Dark Yoda is in the building. Big up Dark
Yoda
in the building. Oh, shit.
Hey, Doc
One. Yeah, Doc Yoda's in the building, man. Yeah, that's what's up. Oh, and don't forget, all y'all producers out there, everybody who got a show, I have what's called Smelly's Backup Show. So I do have another actual profile. So if anybody want to do like an emergency show, you know what I'm saying, I can set up another show. It might take like 30 minutes for the next show to start. But I can set up another show if you want to, like, continue your show on. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just hit me up. If y'all want to use my show, it's a free, you know what I'm saying? It's free to use. Just let me know. And that's how we get down. So, Shy Romance, hold on.
Okay.
I got Gerald Albright. I'm going to get into it. Actually, this is It's Freaky Friday. Who are you freaking?
You, myself.
Damn, I almost rolled up my leg too hard. What? Yeah, there you go. Let me play this. Let me play this. Oh, it's Gerald Albright. It's called Respect Yourself.
What you do? Go ahead, do your thing.
Just get out the way you live.
thinking that the world owes you something, cause you're here. You're going out the world backwards like you did when you first come here.
Coming up, y'all. I'm gonna take y'all back, man. I'm gonna take y'all back. I got my dog Hurt, you know what I'm saying? Just came back in the building, going down real big, representing 813, Shy Road Mans, you know what I'm saying? Representing real big. Man, look, that was rude. Ruby burping on the phone. Please do not burp on the phone when you're talking to somebody. That's very nasty, you know what I'm saying? Be like, my bad. No, don't do it like that. Post that link up again. Smells so good. What link am I supposed to be? Hold on, let me bring it online. Miss Shiro Man, what link am I supposed to be putting up in the chat room?
What's the smelly BTR at live.com?
Oh yeah. Yeah, not with the WW though. Just
that's
yeah, smelly BTR at live.com. And there we go. That's the email. All right, everybody in there, that's my email. You know what I'm saying? You want to send anything to. I take drops, too. If anybody, you know what I'm saying, if y'all can record a drop, Shy, if you can record something and put it in MP3 form and send it to me, you know what I'm saying, I will always plug it into my shows. You know what I'm saying? I do welcome that. That makes the shows more authentic, you know what I'm saying, more interactive. And I'm always trying to, you know what I'm saying, do something, you know what I'm saying, different. So, you know, just make sure you say DJ Smells So Good. And my dog DJ Party Time and Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Now, I have, you know, you can run the show back to remember all that, you know what I'm saying? That's the only drops I ask for, though, you know what I'm saying? You put that in there, and you can say whatever else you want to say. That's cool with me, you know what I'm saying? Make it personal. Send shots out to all your kids or whatever, you know what I'm saying? To your family, you know what I'm saying? Junebug, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I don't care. I'll put it in there, you know what I'm saying? So just send it to me. So big ups to everybody in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of clicking back and forth, and so I've been trying to, you know, stay in the chat room, but, you know, this Blog Talk Radio, so I'm on my switchboard, you know what I'm saying, trying to plug in these tracks, you know. So what you got planned for today, Ms. Shine?
I got to run to Jackson and pick up my sister. She goes to Mill South, and shit, that's about it. Car might be kind of smoky, but that's about it.
Wait a minute, where you at? Where you at?
Vicksburg, Mississippi, baby.
Okay, yeah, Crickolette. Miss Crickolette.
That's right.
See, that's the problem. See, I didn't call you MI Crickolette. I was trying to call you the government. You know what I'm saying? Y'all meet
that
me, though.
That ain't the government either.
Oh, no, you know, it's a government to me until I give you a name. You know what I'm saying? When I give you a pet name, you already know what time you going. That's the name you go. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. She already know that's Maven. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. That's what we call it. You know what I'm saying?
I got to give you a name. Your name too damn long to be typing.
Oh, smells so good, girl. Please.
Yeah.
That's why the name long. That's why I give it to you.
My
God,
you so good.
Ha ha ha. Hey, no. Oh, she's trying to call in. I'm on the radio show. She's trying to call in. I got Hawaii trying to call in, you know what I'm saying? But I have to hit her back. She on the other message though. Let me see. Show somebody.
What you got for the rest of the day when you get through with your
show? I got Big Hurt, you know what I'm saying, that he performing down in Panama City today. You know what I'm saying? My artist, he on the line, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, click on the hell, Hurt in the building. And, you know, I'm teaming up with him to get some of his music first off so I can get it ready, you know what I'm saying, for the show. And then we're going to, you know what I'm saying, I'm hook up with him, and then we're going down to Panama City. You know, that's what I do. I go and support, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to represent for my artist. Later on tonight, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going down, you know. Might have to hit you up. I was going to hit you up last night, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
I wasn't doing shit. I stayed up for a little while and put my badass kids to bed, so that was about it. Cousin tried to get me to go out with her, but I don't do too much damn clubbing.
Oh, yeah. So good. Everybody like that so good. Oh, I ain't finished telling my story. I'm sorry. Let me tell y'all, my AKA name is DJ FTP, AKA Fight the Power. AKA fuck the police, AKA for the people, AKA whatever you want to put an AK to, you know what I'm saying? That's me, FTP. And I came up with that name because just like you trying to do, you trying to shorten my name.
Mm-hmm.
I had this dude, you know what I'm saying, one of the club promoters down here, he was like, he was finna actually announce my name, you know what I'm saying? But then the nigga stopped. He told me something, man, I can't say your name. Let me tell y'all something, man. Name is just a name, you know what I'm saying? You know, if I tell you my government name, so what? I mean, what is the difference? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who even knows that that's my real name? You know what I'm saying?
So
that was just, any name is just a name that you either give yourself or somebody else done give. I got a dude, you know what I'm saying, that when I go to the club, his name is Sexy. That's what he call himself. He call himself Sexy. So if you feel that you sexy, hey, nigga, more power to you. I ain't got nothing to do with what you call yourself. Now, you call yourself Delicious, yeah, then I might be like, what's up, D? You know what I'm saying? I might be like, what's up, D? But it smells so good. That's like asking a question. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing. But that's why I had to say, I was like, man, I'm going to call myself. I said, just call me SSG then. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of dudes down here, they just call me SSG. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't respond to it, then you should understand that I'm used to be calling so good, smell so good, smell. Any one of them, you know what I'm saying? Good Lord, somebody's going to get their ass hit with a tennis shoe.
I tried to move the phone.
Somebody got hit with that, though. You know, you remember back in the day when mama hit you with that tennis shoe. Fuck, get your ass over there. It was too late. Too late, you know what I'm saying? Pump done came across, you know what I'm saying? It hit you off in the head, so.
Yeah, I tried to move the phone in.
who in the room ever got got beat with your racetrack? With your little racetrack your mama bought you.
I thought I was on when did that.
Shit.
No,
black
I had to
people.
Grab mine.
You know, we all mentally connected. We all mentally connected like X-Men, straight up.
Yes.
Same thing you do, I go through, and anybody else. You know what I'm saying? They all go, we all share alike. So, yeah, I got whooped with the extension cord. Anybody else got whooped with the extension cord?
My kids. Yeah, and me, my mama tagged my ass and swear to the day, oh, I didn't really whoop you. You wasn't no bad child. But here I go. I remember all the ass whoopings I got.
Hold up. Because this, see, everybody will be like, some people will be like, damn, I ain't getting no ass whoopings. Did anybody get your knuckles popped with a spoon? I don't know about anybody remember that. Man, listen here. My godmother, you know what I'm saying? She called me. We had did something wrong. I don't know what we had did wrong. But that was her thing. She was like, come here, put your knuckles out. Man, she'll take that little spoon, pop, pop, pop them knuckles. Oh, yeah, you ain't touching nothing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you ain't want to be touching nothing like that. Yeah, man. So got me ass beat, shoe down, shoe. Yeah, I'm trying to read. I don't know what shorthand typing y'all doing in the chat room, but I can't pick up on nothing y'all saying. Like, what?
Damn, don't hurt
me,
child.
Okay.
Oh, somebody wrote something to me.
Oh, my grandma picked up whatever. Yeah, grandmas is a mother too, boy, especially when they start, you know what I'm saying, you know, getting kind of shady upstairs. So, you know, they start beating you for no reason, you know what I'm saying? Mama, I ain't James, grandma, that ain't me. You know, you taking ass whoopings for people that, you know what I'm saying? You and they ain't even you. But I've been there and done that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, God bless my grandmother, R.I.P., you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to all, anybody who lost some family members, you know what I'm saying? I know it's been a lot of death, but one thing you got to remember about death, if it's a lot of deaths, it's a lot of lives, you know what I'm saying? That's being born. It's a lot of newborn babies because you got to make room on this planet. That's why people die. We just dying to make more room so more people can come and enjoy what the Lord done put on this earth for us to see. And if you didn't enjoy what you know what I'm saying, your time while you was here, you didn't enjoy what you seen, so be it. But that's what we put here for. We put here to enjoy every single thing that the Lord has put on this earth, from the sand, dirt, to the wind that blows through your hair, to just a simple touch from a person, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're here for. You're here to interact with nature. We are all nature. We are all one being. A human is a dog, cat, monkey, whatever, because we all in that same line. So we all animals. We are all, you know what I'm saying, we're related to that one kingdom, that one united kingdom. We're all part of one kingdom, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I share, and I love everything. I love roly-polies, you know what I'm saying? I love ladybugs, you know what I'm saying? Shit that people might not, you know what I'm saying, appreciate. But then I got to think, too, that I done been to a couple of cities, man. You motherfuckers ain't even got trees in your city. So you go to New York, they don't have trees.
Shit, we got a lot of them.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, you come down here to Florida, yeah, we got shit, everything from every kind of tree, you know what I mean? And I mean every kind of tree, including the ones that's grown in-house. Yeah. But we got all kind of trees down here, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's you know, it's my little life bickering and talking and stuff. I want to get into a little cut, though, because everybody was like, man, he ain't been playing a lot of music. Because y'all been talking, shit. Y'all been talking like a motherfucker. Been coming up some good issues. And one little thing about my room. I normally be tripping, you know. Some other hosts be tripping when you come into their room and you just leave your links and your radio and all that. I was going to trip like that, but honestly, I don't even be paying attention to y'all in the chat room. So, hey, advertise away. Anytime you come, please, advertise away. I don't give a damn what you put up there. I can't even follow half of the stuff y'all putting on here anyways. So run it, please. By all means, advertise whatever you would like. Just be respectful of the other guests that's in this room. You know what I'm saying? Because you can get banned. Yes, we do have an ability to ban you from anybody's show. So don't think it's a game. You can come in and just start disrespecting anybody, because you can and will get banned. And that means you will not be able to come back to my show, or, you know, you have to find somebody else's show, or, you know, but you won't be able to come back to my show. So, but I don't kick my game like that. Just don't call my radio up talking no ruckus and no foolishness. Herc, you still there, homie? I know he was on the line, unless his phone just dialed my show back, and he ain't really there, but he there. Okay. Well, we got 10 minutes, man. I'm finna take y'all back a little bit. We're finna go back in the days, you know what I'm saying? This is JPE, Jam. Hold on, you ever heard of Jam Pony Express?
Jam Pony Express. Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. Slick Vic, Lock Cool Jock, Big Ace.
A Big Ace.
Big Ace died, you know what I'm saying? He passed. He was like one of the first ones to pass back in the days and shit. But now all these brothers, you know what I'm saying, was the pioneers for why we got music on the streets today. I know they be hating, talking about we bootlegging and all that. Man, please. Crack has been whooping the artists and whooping the consumers and charging y'all $20 for some little old fuck-ass piece of plastic for years. So it just until us as black people, we smartened up. And it was like, well, shit, it ain't there. I can go into the store, buy me a pack of CDs, either use my burner or my homeboy burner and hit the corner and start pushing some units. Put some money in my own pockets. And that's what they hate. They hate entrepreneurship. They don't want to see you making your own cash. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to see you unregulated. They want to regulate you. They want to, you know what I'm saying? We want to know everything that you're doing. How much you making, how much you spending, where it's going, who is going on. Oh, man. Everybody be an entrepreneur. If you can, please, get your own hustle. Do some hair. Do some nails. You know, do some paper mache, knitting and shit. I don't care. Do something besides just trying to, you know what I'm saying, steadily focus. Like, my mama, she work in a mental health center. This woman I'm not talking about, because this woman is needed. If you are needed, at a job, then please be there. But she is needed by clients that come through there. If they don't see her, man, please. I know she's saving a lot of people from committing daily suicide, you know what I'm saying, just for her presence of being up in there, because she's just that type of blessed woman. Some people don't even have to speak. You know, they can just walk into a room, and the whole room lightens up. I feel that's what I do. I walk into a room, and it was dark, and that whole motherfucking room lightened up when I come up in there. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm blessed like that, and I know the Lord gave that to me. You know, and I cherish that. So that's why I spread my love like I do. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, you know, I'm getting all sentimental and all that shy romance about to have me.
That's all right, baby.
Kick one of these old After Hours poems. I'm getting to this this music first. Big ups Iraq out there, you know what I'm saying? Much love, Iraq. EOD still holding it down, man. All my people all the way across the board. This is Jam Pony Express. I know you already know what Play at Your Own Risk is. So, it's going down like this here. Blog Talk Radio, it's Freaky Friday.
Where my dogs at? Might as well do it for my dog. For my J dog. For my Lee dog. For my Red dog. For my Snoop dog. For my Hot dog. All the dogs out there. Here we go. Pony Show. Studio 5-4. Slick Vic. You don't know. Get in. All right. What you saying? Jam Pony Express thing. We ain't playing the radio. Cause this show will not be televised. We just gonna ride. Southside. Mouth of the South, baby. Alright, we live. Come get it. One time for this trick, bitch, she played you for. And nigga, you know who that shit ain't. Hey, pop me up. Still the same. Jam Pony, Press BJ. You want me to take? It's what you got to do, All right. You might get up, take for free. Hey, pussy hoe, if you fuck with me, you might get up on this tape and play at your slick bitch. Coming through, yo ho, I'm telling you, it's that joke. Hell shit, slick bitch. Fuck with my crew, you will be. Come on, slick bitch, you know that on the mic. Jam Pony Tape, don't set you Old time, better get with me. All in Central Florida, land it down, about to set you. Riding out all the time. Get it down. Jam Pony, non-stop going. Hey, don't let that bass roll. Just feel the funk. Hit the drum. Bomb, bomb. Around Florida, right? Slick Vic. In the Zag. Hey, in the Zag. Get up, Pony. Jam Pony. Doing the do. Slick Vic coming through. Representing for the Mega DJs, too. As well, come and get it. Get it while supplies land. Funk in your ass. Slick Vic doing this shit at Chuck. We ain't. I ain't playing with your bitch ass. Break them down. From O Town to your town. It's all at Chuck. Mega. DJ. Along with that powerful pony. Go back like 8 tracks. Still doing it, baby.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs, DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over. Yes, sir.
I remember when he was a little bitty boy and I went down to the drug house. And he was sitting up in the drug house, had a pouch around his waist full of cocaine, Kangol hat pulled down on his head, sitting up in the dope house.
You got 3 minutes left in the
old
show.
Can you imagine that?
This is my outro song. I'm going to be in the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
Again,
thank
guys,
everybody. Hurt, I'm going to be hitting you up. You know what I'm saying? Much love to y'all, man. Be blessed.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I want to die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
she was praying for me. I was out in the streets trying to be a straight G, running from the police. Had a pocket full of D, running with my homie. Mama praying for me, asked the Lord to change me. Yeah, I saw that lady hit her knees daily. She praying for a baby. I heard her through the wall at night saying, Lord, save me. Never gave up on me even when I act crazy.
I remember one night he was kidnapped in the middle of the night. I didn't know where they had him or where they had took him to, but I just wanted them to release him and turn him loose so that he can come home safe. And I began to pray and pray and pray. And again, God, you stepped in and you saved him. Every time I call on your name, God, you saved him. Lord, I just trust you for your words. You saved him. You heard my cry.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die. Then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I kept from going under. I was always into something. Mama had a holy oil on the way to church on Sunday, and she was praying for me, my sister and my brother Larry. I gave my mama trouble, I gave that lady drama, but I can still feel the prayers of my mama. Yeah, she told me yes I can, she was my first Barack Obama. Look at me now, I heard you cry, mama.
I remember when I was sitting at home on my couch and I heard my daughter cry. Ma, they got guns. I came out to the door, and there he was, surrounded by gang members, getting ready to take his life from him, getting ready to kill him in front of me. I remember just hearing the gunshots, and I just seen him walk through the midst of all the gunfire and all the gunshots, and not one bullet touched him, and I know it was you, God, that saved him. You shielded him in your blood, Father.
Back when I was getting high, riding with my 4-5, acting like I wanna die, then I heard my mama cry. Man, I heard my mama cry. Then I heard my mama cry. Back when I was getting high, man, I heard my mama cry.
Jesus,
I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
through the wall at night, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
in spite of all the trouble that I gave, she cried.
Jesus,
yeah, I can hear my mama crying.
Jesus,
it makes me wonder how I kept from going under.
That's real. Damn, boy, and that wrapped it up with 20 seconds left. You know what I'm saying? Going down right here, Blog Talk Radio. Miss Shiro, man, she's still on the line, baby. Okay, well, I'm saying bye to all of y'all, man. I'll be hitting y'all on the flip side. You know what I'm saying? Be right here tomorrow. It's going down. Blog Talk Radio. Oh, y'all must be here for the after hour show. Hello.
Smells so good.
Yeah, we on the after hour show. What happened?
Yeah.
I still can't even tell you my address because this part right here. What happens is, I can actually keep doing my show, but it just won't be airing right now. It's not like live streaming. You know what I'm saying? So everybody else, I don't think they can hear me in the chat room. Does she have a talk show? No, she ain't got no show. Yeah, they can't hear me there. But yeah, so everybody who be on the line, you know what I'm saying, they can only hear me live, you know what I'm saying? So that's what this is. But it still be recording. I had to find that out the hard way. And it just luckily We weren't talking about the chick, you know what I'm saying? But we figured out that, yeah, that motherfucker had been recording for another, like, 20 minutes while we were still on the line, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, that's a good lesson to learn. So when I hang up, though, I'm going to hit you right back, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you my, I'm going to give you directions where I'm at.
Okay.
All right?
All right, later.
Yeah.